Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Chaf Gimel, special night version of the daf. Again, the daf we're going to do right now is daf Chaf Gimel. We are on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. We'll go back a couple of lines. We're discussing about the fifth to last skinny line or so. The Mishnah had a machlokas, beginning of the parak on daf Chaf Aleph, on the daf a couple of days ago. If a woman has a miscarriage, Rachmana Leslan, of a mass that looks, has the shape of an animal. So if it has the shape of dagim b'chagavim, shkatzim or masim, then everybody agrees. If there's, or at least the day in the Mishnah quoted, if it has dam with it, it's tamei, if not tar. But if you have mapelas bin behema chayef oaf, it doesn't matter if it's a kosher or a non-kosher animal. So the Tanakama holds, Rabbi Meir holds, that if it's a male, you sit for a male, and if for a female, for a female. If you don't know, you have to take the chumras of both. Chumras of both meaning only the yimei tara of a male, and only the you may take the yimei tumah of a female, which are more, 14 days, and you may tara of a male, which are only up until day 30. That was Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim say no. If it doesn't look like a person, eino vlad. That was the line of kol she'eino mitsuras adam. So, what is the svara for Rabbi Meir? The Meir says that even if it doesn't look like a person, it's still going to make the woman tamea. So, we had approach number one, that right after the two dots, ho of anamra bo yitzir kadam, because it uses the lashon of the verb yatsar when it comes to an animal, just like when it comes to a person. So that is why we say that, that's where Rabbi Meir holds that also when a mass that comes out with the in the shape of an animal, that also is a metame. The Gemara asks, what about tanin? That's the context that we're in now. We're in the Shakla Vitaria. By tanin, it also uses the lashon of creation. Vayivra Elokim. So the Gemara says, wait, that's bria. That's not yitzira. So it's not the same exact lashon. So the Gemara says, minafkamina, we don't gzera shavits have flexibility. You don't need the exact same words. Right, as we learn from Mitzora, Vishava Koin Uba Koin. So you don't need the exact same words. So what are we, what's the worry? Va'od, and also, even if you want the exact same word, Nigmar Bria Mibria. So fine, learn the verb Bria from Bria. There's a word Bria by Adam too. Dichsiv Ayivra Elokim Es HaAdam Bitzalmo. That's what we got up to. So there's a verb Bria by man and by Tanin. And Tanin is a type of fish. So, that's not the same halacha. So the Gemara says, Amri no, vayivra legufe, vayitzer laafnuye, vayivra, that word is needed just to teach me the Ikert story that God did the creation. But vayitzer laafnuye, vayitzer is extra laafnuye to be able to use it for the gzera shava. And therefore, v'dan yitzirim yitzira, and tanin is left out. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Adarabba, why do you say that? Say the opposite. Vayitzer lugufe. Maybe vayitzer is learned out lugufe. Vayivra laafnuye. And vayivra is the extra word to learn for the gzera shava. V'dan in bria mi bria. And then you can learn bria from bria, and you can learn it from tanin. Right? So we're stuck. Right? Why do you use one word and not the other word? And if you use the other word, you use bria, then you could even include tanin. Stop there for a minute. This sounds like a word game, but there might be some conceptual nuggets behind this word game. Talking about, do you learn it from yitzer? Which is extra and which is the ikker? What's the difference between bore and yotzer? So that's going to come up, Ez Hashem, in next week's parsha in Korach, but we'll mention it in the parsha shir, Bezrat Hashem, but we'll mention it now already. The Ramban, in the beginning of the Torah, the Ramban in the first pasuk in the Torah talks about the difference between Yotzer and Bore. The Ramban says that all of creation really happened in two stages. This is a very Yesodistic Ramban. Says the Ramban, V'atashma pirush hamikra al pshuto nachonu barur. Listen to the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kol ha-nivraim me'afisa muchletes. Hashem created everything from nothing. Right, yesh me'ayin. V'ein etzleinu b'lashon ha-kodesh b'hotzas ha-yesh me'ayin ela lashon bara. The only word in Lashon HaKodesh that means creation, something from nothing, is bara. Bereshis bara Elokim. Es HaShemayim. All other synonyms do not have that meaning. We know everything in Lashon HaKodesh, every little word, there's no synonyms. No such thing as a synonym in Yadus. Every word has a little more emphasis this way, that way. The Malbim is classic. Throughout his commentary on Tanakh, he always picks up on differences. Though this word is used here, this word is used there, because there are differences, slight differences and variations. Says the Ramban, the only one that means something from nothing is Borei. V'ein kol anas etachas HaShemesh olamala hoveh min ha'ayin hatchala harishona. Aval hotzei, but here it is, says the Ramban, what Hashem did was, hotzei min ha'efes ha'gomor ha'muchlat, yisod dak ma'od ein bo mamish. Hashem created a type of matter. There was nothing, whatever that means. We can't understand what that means. There was only Hashem. But then he created a type of matter, some type of form, like raw material. And that was the stage of Borei. He created something from nothing. Aval hukoach mamsi. But that form or matter that he created, then he used that to fashion the world. That second stage is Yetzira. Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. The second stage is Yesh Me'yesh. That's Yitzira. Muchan l'kabalat Tzura. V'latzeis min ha'koach ha'lapawal. V'hu ha'chomer harisho nikro li'yevanim hiuli. Right? A certain type of matter. V'achra hiuli. Once this matter was created, lo bara davar. Avol yotzar ve'asa. First he was borei, and then he was Yotzer Va'ose. Ki mimenu himsi hakol. From it, from this matter, whatever it is. We don't really understand what it is, but this matter, we understand that conceptually, it's two stages. You can't even say chronologically, because time didn't exist yet. As Rav Soloveitchik would say, ontologically, meaning in ideas. In ideas, first came nothing, and then came the matter that Hashem created, and then came everything else from that matter. Ki mimenu himsi hakol, v'hilbish hatsuros, v'tikin osam. That's what he says. V'kadosh bar v'dak, yeshrayim v'chol asher l'bahem chomer echad, v'aretz l'chashayim chomer echad, maybe one matter for Shemayim, one for Aretz. V'kadosh baruch hu bara elu shneihem me'ayin, v'shneihem levadam nivraim, v'hakol naaseh mehem. Nikrab v'chomer azeh, shakar hiuli, nikrab v'lashan hakodesh, tohu. Tohu vavo, says the Rabban. Tohu, that's the matter. What does it mean there was nothingness? Tohu, there was barrenness. There was the matter. That was it. That's all that existed. V'amilo nigzram b'lishonam b'toe al rishonos. B'pnei shim abba adam l'gzar bo shem toe v'nimlach l'karo b'shem acher. Wow, that's where the lesson of toe al rishonos, where you regret something. Tohu, you're like, what? Because if you start thinking, tohu, you're like wondering. That's tohu. You're like, what is it? Tohu, you're metameh. Anyway, so that is the difference between Yotzer and Borei, but that could be part of what's behind our discussion of the different words in the Pasuk. What is the Iker, what is Lagufe, and what is Deir La'afnuye? But anyway, we are at a problem. We're at a difficulty which we didn't answer yet. We're up to the first medium line. We're still stuck. Why don't you learn Xer Shava to Tanin and say Tanin is also, Rabbi Meir should say also Tanin is Tameh, Mitame the woman. Ella, so says the Gemara, Vayitzer Mufa Mishneit Stadim. No, Vayitzer is extra in both contexts, both by animals and by people. Mufna Gabi Adam, Mufna Gabi Behema. Vayivra Gabi Adam, Mufna Gabi Taninim, Eino Mufna. It's not Mufna, it's not totally extra by Taninim, and therefore it's not as strong a Gzeir Shava. So, my Mufna Gabi Behema. So, where do you see it's extra? Where is the word Vayitzer extra by Behema? Ilema midasiv. Is it because you already have another pasig? Vayas Elokim es chayas haaretz. He made all the chayos. Viksiv Vayitzer Hashem Elokim in ha'adama kol chayas ha'sadeh. So you see this two psukim by animals. So the second one's extra. So gabi tanin nami afnu yemufne. By tanin also you have two psukim. Dichsiv es kol remes ha'adama. That's one pasig. Viksiv Vayivra Elokim es ha'taninim ha'gdolim. So it's two psukim by taninim also. Answer, remes tichsiv hasam diabashahu, period. So now the Gemara says, that's why we end up comparing, Rabbi Meir compares animals to people, and not tanin, which is a fish, to people, because it's mufne from two sides. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? How many sides is extra from? It's mufne from. Umay nafkamina, be mufne mitzan echad, lo mufne mishneit sadim. What's the difference if we know Gzeir Shav is always two contexts. So you always take a word in each context and compare them. So what's the difference between whether both words are extra or only one is extra? So the Gemara says there's a big difference. So the next couple of lines are basic Gzeir Shav lines for all of Shas. It's right here. Nafgamina. The Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Yishmuel. There's a machlokas. There are three levels of Gzeir Shavas. Three levels. From weak to chamor. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Kol gzeirah shava she'ino mufne kol ikar ein lemeidim heimena. If gzeirah shava is not extra at all, meaning neither word. There are two words that appear in two different contexts, but they're not extra. So says the Gemara, says that this is the, we'd have two versions of the Machlokas. So the first version is, well, that's not a Gzeirah Shava. A Gzeirah Shava requires something extra. That's type one. Mufne mitzad echad, if it's mufne from one side, meaning one of the words is extra and one of them is not. So then that's a Machlokas, how strong it is. L'Rabbi Yishmael, l'meidin mei mishivin. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you can learn the Gzeirah Shava, and you can't ask any kashas on it. It's strong. L'Rabbanan l'meidin mei mishivin. The Rabbanan say, no, it is strong, but it's not totally. It's not super. Meaning you could ask kashas on it. Mufne mishneit stadim divriya kol lemeidin veimishivin. But if it's mufne mishneit stadim, that's the super duper gzera shava. It's extra from both sides. So then you can't ask any questions on it either. So there's what to say, but first let's do a couple more lines and then we'll talk. V'Rabbi Yishmael, that's the machlokas. V'Rabbi Yishmael, ma'ika be mufne mitzadechel mufne mishneit stadim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, what's the difference between the medium and the strong gzera shava? Both of them are lemeidin ve'ein mishivin. You can't ask any kashas on it. So where it says nafgamina teheicha dika mufne mitzad echad umufne bishay sadim. If you have a choice, shavkina mufne mitzad echad. You leave over the mufne mitzad echad ve'alfina mufne bishay sadim. You learn the one that's super, that's extra from both sides, and that's why ulahachi afni rachmana lebehema bishay sadim. That's exactly why the Torah has an extra word by behema and by adam. To teach me, that's the limud you learn. Ki hechi delo nigmar min mufne mitzarecha. So you don't learn mufne mitzarecha from tanin. Period. Okay, there's another version of the machlokas, but we'll stop there for a moment. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here in the back, in the Yavetz, points out that you get the impression from this Gemara against what we normally think. We know the principle is, ein adam, we think it is, and it appears elsewhere, ein adam gdon gzeira shava me'atzmo. I can't make up my own gzeira shava. Right? I can make up my own kal v'chomer. The other one's machlokas. Machlokas Rashi Tosus, Sukkah Laman Aleph, whether, what about everything else? Hekish and Dover Alame Minyon of Achulu. But a gzeira shava, ein adam gzeira shava me'atzmo. So, what's the whole basis of this whole discussion? Well, if it's mufne from one side, you can't darshan it. Mufne from no side, you can't darshan it. It sounds like you're picking and choosing. Sounds like. Says the Yavetz, it must be that the principle, Ein Adam Dung Zer Shava Me'atzmo, is not Muskam Lakol. That's his Yisod, right here. It must be that there are other opinions out there that you can Darshan Zer Shava, similar to the other Midosh HaTorah and Reshes Bahen. Ukimiduma. There's no Spiferish line in Shas that says, Adam, I mean, they talk about it, but somebody who holds Adam dung zera shava me'atzmo. Ukimedume de lo kuliamahi. The tzorach lakabak zera shava me'rabo. The chay mashma la'el. Hasam. The perak bezer. We may have some of the little baya kabbalah me'rabo. The chulu it continues. That's the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's important ha'ara on our daf. In general, in the Ramban, we mentioned this Ramban in the past. What's the svar for saying Adam dung zera shava me'atzmo? Why would he say it's limited? Says the Ramban, you have to say that. If everybody, what, at least others, there's a hekish, there's two context psukim, two parshias put next to each other, Dabar Halabah Me'inyana, why the Torah mentioned something, but Gzeira Shava, says the Ramban, it's impossible to darshan it yourself. Why? The Torah is a large book. It says the word S here and S there, Gzeira Shava. Eilu Dabar Sof, it says the word Vayomer and Vayomer. It's crazy, says the Ramban. If Gzeira Shava was open for all to darshan, then there would be no end. So it has to be, and the Torah has to use words over and over again. So the Ramban writes in Shorish Beis, he says, "Ubgzeira Shava etzricho bo kabbalah mefurashes bepnei shehu davar sheyachol adam lidrosh bo kol hayom velister bo kol dini haTorah ki atevos yechpulu b'Torah kama pa'amim efshar l'sefer gadol lios kulo b'milos mechudashos." What, you're never going to have a repeat word? It's impossible. Vinis par. Quotes our Gemara. It says it needs a Yutesma Beis and other places. Psachim Shabbos Makish Fus. Quotes all the other places. But that is the Ramban. So what's the other way you could get out of our Gemara? You could say that even though there, it sounds like this flexibility, but we mentioned in the past, Gzeira Shava Me'rabo doesn't mean every single detail of every single Gzeira Shava was given. Because after all that, how could there ever be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava? We mentioned the Meiri and Shvuas and Daflam Gimel and other Rishonim also say Gzeirah Shavah, something was given of the Gzeirah Shavah, but something was left out. Sometimes, and if you want to look, the Chachmas Betzalel right here says this, sometimes the words were given and not the halacha. You got to figure out what halacha you're going to pair the two contexts in. Sometimes the halachas were given and you got to figure out which context are you going to compare to each other. Something was given, but it's not always clear. And it could also be that things were forgotten sometimes, the Chachmas Betzalel says, the Ronshberg. And therefore, there is flexibility in Gzeirah Shavah. That's what this Gemara is saying. Not that you could just make it up totally on your own. You have some Masorah about Gzeirah Shavah. You just don't have a full Masorah, and therefore there is flexibility. Lafini is Daiti, I'll just read it. Tebevadeh Tanam Hoyelam Bekabala Mipi Rabboseim Ish Mipi Ish Hamakom O Hamila Sheish Lidrosh. It says, but besides that, there is flexibility beyond what you're allowed to do. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Vayter, another version of the Machlokas. We just had one version, but once it's here, we have another version. Rav Acha, Brei de Rava, Mas Nilam Bishmei de Rabbi Elazar Lakula. Right, they have a version that is more Lakula. What does Lakula here mean? That you don't need as Mufne. Right, you could darsh Gzeirah Shavah even in a more flexible way. Kol Gzeirah Shavah, here we go. Kol Gzeirah Shavah, Shei Mufne, Kol Liker. So what do we say in the first version? If it's not extra at all, then it falls, it's not Gzeirah Shavah. But here we say, no, Lemei Dinu Mishivin. You can learn Gzeirah Shavah, even if it's not extra at all, but you can knock it out easily. Mufne Mitzad Echad, and the rest is the same. Mufne Mitzad Echad, L'Rabbi Yishmol, Lemei Dinu Mishivin, L'Rabbanan, Lemei Dinu Mishivin. Mufne Mishet Stad, then Debe Yakol, Lemei Dinu Mishivin. Okay. Now the Gemara says, though, U L'Rabbanan Ma'ika, Be Mufne Mitzad Echad, L'Sheinu Mufne Kolikar. But now the question is on the Rabbanan. The middle one and the bottom one is the same thing for the Rabbanan. Mufne Mitzad Echad and not Mufne at all. They're both Lemei Dinu Mishivin. So the Nafka Mina is if you have a choice. Hechad Mishkachas La Mufne Mitzad Echad, V'Sheinu Mufne Kolikar, if you have a choice. Vilavla hayisle percha, vilavla hayisle percha. Neither one has a knockout percha on it. Shavkinon sheina mufne kolikar. Vigamrina mimufne bizarechad. You choose the stronger one. Right, but other than that, there is no other nafkamina. Period. So now the Gemara says, so this was all a Gzeirah Shavah, not tangent, it was brought here, but we wanted to explain why we learned from Behema instead of Tanin. Not Behema is knocked out because there's a percha. So now we're getting back. So what's the percha? Why do we say that Adam is not like Tanin? V'hachalai pircha ika, what's the pircha? Mishum d'ika l'mifrach. Mala Adam, shekein metamei michayim. A person could become tamei when they're alive. An animal cannot become tamei until they're dead. Right? The higher level kedusha, the more tumma there is. That's why we know karbanos could become even a revi'i latumma. A person can't become that, right? Truma can become a shlishi latuma, right? The more kedusha there is, right? Umos ha'olam, right? Cannot become tamei, are less tamei than Jews also. But animals cannot become tamei mechayim. Afterwards, it's tumas nevela, but not mechayim. So that is the percha. V'cheinam, fine. V'chein's going all the way back. Everything we've said so far, since the two dots, is number one. Reason number one, svar number one for Rabbi Meir, why does he darshan that even a tsura of an animal that comes out of the woman is going to be metame her? Because of the Gzeirah Shavah. V'chein amar Rabbi Chiya, bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan, they also say, hainu time of Rabbi Meir, hol v'nemar bo yitzira ka'adam. Because also it says yitzira ka'adam there. Amalei Rabbi Yami, 1 minute, elameata, you're telling me that anything that has the verb yitzira by it, and a woman has that come out of her, it's going to be matamehir. Elamayata hamapelas demushar. What if a woman miscarries and it looks like a mountain? Ima tveyaleda. The mother should be tveyaleda. Why? Shenemar. Pazik says in Treyaser. Hine yotzer harim uvore ruach. You have the word yitzira by mountains also. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Omerle har mikam apelas. A woman's not going to have anything that looks like a mountain. What, if you think it looks like a mountain, that's not a mountain, that's a rock. Evan who dekoma pelas. Ahu kushikri. You're never going to have anything called a mountain. A mountain, by definition, is on the ground, it's tall. So she's never going to have anything that's called a that's called a har. There's a very interesting point, but let's just finish the flow. Elameata, okay, mountain's knocked out. What about the second half of that pasuk? Elameata mapelas ruach teheimo tmeo leida. What if she just has mapelas ruach? Nothing like physical, just like air. Hol v'nemra bo bria ka adam. Dechsevu vore ruach. Even if just ruach comes out of her. And that's what was causing the labor. V'chitema, meaning if it's so disintegrated already, there's nothing there. V'chitema lo mufne, and if you want to say, well, it's not extra, the Gemara says, yes, it is. V'tahavah l'mithlav yotzer harmu v'ruach. V'ksivu bori ruach, the word bori is totally extra, shreimin alafnuye. So why don't you learn that a hapalas ruach is also betamehur? Says the Gemara, no. Amalei, done in divrei Torah, mi divrei Torah, vein done in divrei Torah, mi divrei Kabbalah, period. Xeris shavis go between Torah psukim, not between Torah and Navi psukim. So that is not a hard ironclad rule. Sometimes we do compare psukim, but at least in terms of strength. Obviously, a Torah-Torah connection is stronger than a Torah-Navi connection. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Why are the Nevi'im called Divrei Kabbalah? Generally, Divrei Kabbalah is stronger than a pure Din D'Rabbanan. But why is it called Divrei Kabbalah? Something I've quoted in the past. There is a Rabbeinu Peretz in the beginning of Baba Kama. Tell us this Rabbeinu Peretz on Bezim Baba Kama. Nevi'im Karile Divrei Kabbalah. Why? He gives two days. Al shame shahanavim kovlim vitsoakim al tsaros haniros lam b'chazon, because they scream at the Jews, you better do better, you better do better. To be kovel is to rebuke. So number one is that's why nevi'im give rebuke. The yesh mefarshim kabbalah shekulam kiblu nevuasa mimoshe rabbeinu b'sinai. They're told Divrei Kabbalah because they all accept the Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They're all like secondary to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Divrei Kabbalah is either talking about the content or the people. Those are the two days of Rabbeinu Peretz. If you look, I should have said it inside. If you look what I said before, the first wide line of the Tosfos Arash says what I said before. That sometimes we do find Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, but not in a relative terms of Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah. If you compare it to Torah and Torah, that is greater. To come to the shir for this Maariz Chayis Dayenu, says the Maariz Chayis right here. Remember this Maariz Chayis, Nida Daf Chav Gimel. What was the question? If she's Mapil a mountain? Mapil a mountain? Because it says, Yotzer Harim Uvore Ruach, says the Maariz Chayis. Right here. Nira, where am I? The Yerushalmi, he quotes, parallel Yerushalmi, asked the same, Yerushalmi Anita, asked the same exact kasha. Same exact kasha. Aye, what about Mapil Har? And the Yerushalmi answers, Shiny Hacha, Delog Siv Be Yitzira Mitrilas Bir Yaso. It's a pasuk in Amos. This isn't a pasuk in Maaseh Breishis. So it's a pasuk in Amos. So you bring me a riot from there, that's the Yerushalmi. No, the only Yitzira or Bria that we're interested in is in Maaseh Breishis. Ask the Maariz Chayis, what's the difference? You still find the Lashon of Yitzira in Tanakh, right? So what difference should it make is if it's in Parshat Breishis or later on, before, if you don't care about Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Maariz Chayis, the Yitniro Lila Farish, and he was a scholar also. He says, the Adua, it's known. Got to check the history books for this. When Hashem created the world, he says, there were no mountains or valleys. It was all a perfectly smooth globe. That's what it was. When there was creation, there was no Yotzer Harim. It was only because of atmospheric pressure and the Mabul and the this and the that. So then later on, that's what the Rishalmi means. That no, it doesn't say Yitzira Ibrias by Bria, because there were no mountains by Bria. That's his suggestion. I'll read it to you. Unbelievable. The Adua Bisipure Koras Ateva. The Betrila Sabria Haisa Haaretz Kadurit Lagamre. Velo Haya Lohar Velo Bika. Utmuna Zuhi Tivit. Kamokol Tzvashamayim. Right, just like all other Tzvashamayim. The Ulam Barabotayamim. Ayadeh Haruchot Hamistarot. Beli Hefsik. All the winds. Vaideh Hamabo Mayim. Asher Nishave Baaretz. Nishtabavu Mizeh Harimugvaot. Kasher Anuroa Mayom. Betachtita Aretz. Ilanot Vaatsamot Chayot Shonot. Ah, fossils. Fossils. Why do you find all these fossils? Because the world, it was a different earth then. It's a different earth. V'harbe Mehem. Asher Enam Shechichem Baaklimim Alalu. Right? Many of these fossils, we don't have animals that can live in these climates. Vitzadku ma'o divrei ha'Yerushalmi. Shan yahach, dolonemar bo yitzir mitchilas bir yaso. Hainu, dahavo haya betchilas abriya klau. Rak nishavu achar kach b'meshach hazman. Ve'ino nofa olav lashin yitzira ubriya rak aidei ishtashulus. Chuki akeva. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, does it say Hashem created the mountains? Kir shemayim v'aretz. The aretz. He created grass. I don't, would there have to, where's the burden of proof on? Would it have to say he created mountains, and if it doesn't, there were no mountains? Or created the land, and the land is bumpy, and is as ups and downs, fascinating, ha'ara, but that's what he says is the pshat of the Yerushalmi. No, that, not a word game, but that they were nivra then. They weren't nivra then. Unbelievable. Okay, we continue now.
If there were no mabul, then there'd be no Har Sinai, there'd be no...
Yeah, maybe we're not. He doesn't just say a mabul. He says oh, everything, nature over time, nature over time. He didn't just say the mabul, but nature over time. Well, another ha'ara, the Aruch HaNer asks har and ruach, but there are tumas zachar, tumas nekeva. What would they be? You know, the suggestion she should be tamei leida, but like a har. So he said, Aruch HaNer says you would go by the word. Is it a lashon zachar or a lashon nekeva? That's what he suggests. He says, that was the Havamina. What else? You don't have a female or a male mountain, or a male or female wind, right? So he says, L'chara, the Havamina is that you would go by the word. Unbelievable. Okay, we continue. That is all number one. Number two. Now, second wide line, second shot of Rabbi Meir. Again, so far, all of this was number one. First shot of Rabbi Meir is that it is based on the Kazer Shava. Rabbi Barachan Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Tamad Rabbi Meir. Hoil ve'einehem domos kishal adam. No. Animals have eyes like people have eyes. Their eyes look similar. Meaning, their eyes are, Rashi says, shachor sheba'ayin, havi agul bebehema kishal adam. Right, it says it's the circular, certain type of circular eye. Well, I'm not sure what this means, because other animals, fish, seem to have circulars also. Okay. Anyway, similar eyes. The word says, Ela me'ata, ma'pel zimus, nachash t'me'imot t'me'aleida. So if a woman is ma'pil in the shape of a snake, it should be t'me'a. Ho, v'gagalino, aguluk sh'adam, because a snake has similar eyes. V'chitei machinami. And if you want to say this, let's say nachash. If that's true, so why did the Mishnah say nachash? So the Gemara says, no, itana nachash. If it would have said nachash, that would have been a problem. Hava amina benachash who depligi rabbanon oleid Rabbi Meir. I would have thought that the rabbanon only reject Rabbi Meir by nachash. Deloksiv be yitzira, because that does not have yitzira. Aval behema v'chaya lo pligi. Dechsiva be yitzira. But they would have agreed by behema and chaya. Meaning, I would have thought they darshan the gzera shava of Rabbi Meir. That's why it couldn't have said nachash. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'hagabi mumin k'tanila. If you look in the mumin in Meseches Bechoros, we had a whole perek, a couple of prakim, right, about the movement of an animal. What's the movement of an animal for Hilchos Becharos? One of them listed is, Eshagal Galino, Agol Kishel Adam. If an animal has a circular eye, so that's a mum. That's not normal. So how can the Gemara say, oh, animals have similar eyes to people because they're round? No, that's a mum. So where it says, Lokasha, Haba Uchma Habitzire. No, are we talking about the eyeball? Are we talking about the socket? Rashi here says Seri means socket. On the side, Rabbi Nachmanel says it means just the black of the eye around. But either way, it's two different parts of the eye. That's what we're talking about. Okay, that is all number two. Number three, Rabbi Yanai Amar, Hainu Taimid Rabbi Meir, Hoel, Ve'eneim, Holchos, Lefneim, Kishal Adam. Rabbi Yanai says no. You know why Rabbi Meir compares it? Because people's eyes and animals' eyes, Chayes and Behemoth, their eyes are in front of them. Eyes are in front of them. That's the parallel. Unlike fish. Fish's eyes are on the side of them. Right, and that's why they're not included. I bahari oaf. Dein ena polkos lafana. But 1 minute, what about birds? Birds have eyes on the side. Vikamer Rabbi Meir to Tame. And Meir still says Tame by ophos. But I thought his svara is only is because it's in front. So Gemara says, no, he's not talking about all birds. Amar abaya bikarya vikipufa. He's talking about these two types of birds who have eyes in front. What types of birds are these? Look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi on Karya. Where is it? Says Rashi, Of hatsoek balaila, a bird that screams at night. Well, upanav domel chatul, and its face looks like a cat. Ve'inav lefanav. What does that sound like? Sounds like an owl. Sounds like an owl. That's what it sounds like, right? That's what could be. So that's what Rabbi Meir is talking about. You're right. All the birds that have eyes on the side, that's not what Rabbi Meir is metame. Says the Gemara, really? Ubashar ofos lo? But meisve, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Ben Antigonus, Rabbi Chanina Omer, he says, Nirin div Rabbi Meir bibehem of Achaya. I think Rabbi Meir is right. Meaning, I think a woman is metame leida if she is miscarriage, the shape of a behem and Achaya. V'divre chachamim ba'ofos, and I think the chachamim are right when it comes to birds. So my ofos, which birds are we talking about? Ilema bekarya v'kipufa. Are we talking about those two birds that, and that's where he thinks the chachamim are right? So maishta behem of Achaya, deinim hochos lefneim, kishaladam, karya v'kipufa nami. What do you mean? There shouldn't be any difference. Because those two, Rabbi, are the same thing as Behemoth and Chayas, we just said. Both of them have eyes in front of them. So you can't say you hold like Rabbi Meir for Chayas and Ophos, for Behemoth and Chayas, and like the Rabbanan for Kari and Kipufa, so Elapshita. So what must it mean when the Brisa says the Rabbanan are right by birds? Bishar Ophos. It must mean by other Ophos. But Michlal, if he says I hold like the Rabbanan by Shar Ophos, Michlal the Rabbi Meir Polik by Shar Ophos. It must be though Rabbi Meir himself holds the Shita the whole way, even by Shar Ophos. Question mark. So how could we say that Rabbi Meir Shita is only by these two birds? So the Gemara says you're right. Chisuri Mechzer of Hachiktani. We must be missing something in the Brisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus or Ben Gamliel Omer. This is what the Brisa means. Nirin divrei Rabbi Meir bebehem of Achaya. I think Rabbi Meir is right by behem and Achaya. Vehu hadin lakarya v'kipufa. And I think that by these two birds, the owl and the that have the eyes in front, also I think Rabbi Meir is right. V'divrei chachamim b'shar ofos. And the divrei chachamim, I think, are right by other birds. Why? Sha'af Rabbi Meir lo nechlek imahem. Ela b'kari v'kipufa. Because even Rabbi Meir didn't argue except by kari and kipufa. Avo b'shar ofos modiluhu. But by other birds he was modest. So you have to add in that line. Fatanya, and this Fatanya is b'nichusa, and we'll prove it. Amar b'lazer Reb Sadok, ha'mapelas min behem achaya v'of. We're going to prove it. The proof is coming up a little later down. Vlad. Vlad. Right, that's what we said. According to Rameyer, it's a Vlad. According to Racham, it's not. Ube'ofos, tibadeg. And by birds, you got to check. So who's that according to, and which type of, and what do you have to check for? Lamanti Badik, who has to check? So Lav Ladiv Rabbi Meir. Isn't that talking about Rabbi Meir? Check what type of bird it is. To Amar Karya V'Kipufa in Sharofos Lo. So isn't this Brisa a riot to what we said? There would be Meir's Shita about birds. If the form, if the mass looks like a bird, it only applies to those two kinds of birds who have eyes in front of them, but the other kinds of birds, he agrees with the Rabbanan. So isn't that a riot? So Gemara says, no, Lav Daf gets a riot. Amar Vacha Breder of Ika. Lo tibadik l'rabbanan. No, it could be the Rabbanan should check. Why? Da amri karya v'kipufa in sharofos lo. Because they agree by karya v'kipufa. And not other birds, because karya v'kipufa have their eyes in front. Right? They say karya v'kipufa in sharofos lo. So, right, because we said they agree according to this version. Umayishna karya v'kipufa mi behema v'chaya. So what's the difference then? According to the Rabbanan, they agree by these two birds? But they said behemas v'chayas are not matami the woman. So the Gemara answers, Hovi Eishlan Lasasos Ka'adam. No, they not only have the eyes in front, they have cheekbones like people. Does the owl have a cheekbone like a person? Owl look more like a person than any other, Behema and Chaya. But if it's an owl, that's what it's saying.
But there might also be an ostrich?
Soik Dafka Balaila, Panav Domil Chatul.
Right,
two of them. Is the other one an ostrich? I don't know. Kos and Yanshuf. Now we don't know exactly what these we don't know what the birds in the Torah are, and we're not sure. There are different suggestions what they are. Okay, we continue now. Six lines from the bottom. So we finished that section between Rabbi Meir explaining Rabbi Meir Shita and the Rabbanan. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Bzeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, L'Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the Omar Behema B'mei Isha Vlad Ma'al Yehu. Right, what did we just say? According to Rabbi Meir, if a woman miscarries a mass that looks like an animal, it's Matame the mother. Because we say it has the status of a Vlad. So ask Rabbi Yirmiyah from Rabbi Zeira, who kibel ba vad ma'al yehu? Kibel ba via kiddushin mahu? Could a father accept kiddushin on his daughter's behalf? This has come up at various times in the past, that a father we know could accept kiddushin on his daughter's behalf. What about before she's born? That gets into the sugya of Adam, Makdish, Makadish, Makne, Davar Shloba La'olam. Remember the Rambam that we like to mention in Hilchas Ishus? The Rambam says it works, but you should do another Maisa Kiddushin when she's born. So it's a Kiddushin, She'ein Ba Dofi. So here too, what about this case? The father accepts Kiddushin for this animal-looking Vlad. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? Why do you need to know? Says the Gemara, Le'itsure Ba'achosa. To Aser the sister. Meaning if they're married, then this man, let's say Midaraisa, he can marry two women, but if he's married to this Vlad inside, let's say he's a female animal, then he can't marry the sister. So the Gemara says, that's an Afgamina. So the Gemara says, what kind of question is this? L'meimet d'chaye. You think that this is she's going to live? V'ha'amar of Yehuda Marav, lo'amar remeir, elahol ubemino miskayim. Remeir shita is only because if a woman miscarries the shape of this animal, if this shape really was an animal, it would live. That's where Rabbi Meir says that when the mass is born in the woman, it's matamir. But Rabbi Meir agrees that this mass is not gonna live. It's just, he says, the lashon of hoel ubemino miskayim. So this man, what are you talking about? Getting married to this mass? It's not a thing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Adkan hevio Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rab Zera l'idei gichuch v'lo gachich. Rav Acha bar Yaakov didn't really mean it as a serious question. He was just trying to cheer up Rav Zera. Listen to this, Shaila. Right? He was just trying to give him a smile. Say, come on. He wanted to make Rav Zera say, like, oh, come on, she's not going to live. What kind of question is that? You know, this was the relaxing in the days of the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, l'idei gichuch schok b'kol tachbulos alalu. Rabbi Yirmiyah was osek to try to get Rav Zera l'idei schok. But he wouldn't. Why? Asa la'adam shimalik piv schok. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas. What does that mean? So it's fascinating. If you look, there are many examples. So a number of the Achronim put together throughout Shas that Rav Zera is a really serious Amora. It's very serious. He's somebody who other Amoraim try to cheer up. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that he fasted 300 fasts before he went to Eretz Yisrael, so he could be Osek Batorah Karaui, and the Ish of Gehenim won't overtake him. He, every 30 days, he went into an oven to check himself if he would, that's how he, his legs got burned once. Sanhedrin, he was Mistater. Well, many different Gemaras about Rabbi Zera. So, add this to the list. Right, the Gemara at the beginning of the fifth Perek in Brachas talks about Rabbi Zera was very upset at Rabbi Yirmiyah, same two people. What are you so happy for? What are you so schok? He says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. And that was the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed, but over here at the beginning of Ein Omdim. But this is an interesting discussion about schok. This is about schok. One other ha'ara, interesting, Tosfos here says there are other nafkaminas besides, in the Havamina at least, but it was a serious question. Le'itzurei b'achosa, so why don't you just say, l'nyin gufa lo'boy? What about if this item, if this being, why do you have to say la'aser b'achosa? In the Havamina we thought maybe it will live. So why did the Gemara just say, give a nafkamina? Ishi an esa zhish? So Gemara said, the Tosfos says, we assume that she wouldn't have lived at all. We assume that she wouldn't have lived at all. But it's interesting, machlokas achronim. Achos isha, as we know, is the only erva that changes upon death. For example, let's say, aim ishto, the mother of one's wife, a mother-in-law. Right? Mother-in-law, that's aser daraisa. Even after a wife dies, the mother-in-law is aser. Once a mother-in-law, always a mother-in-law. Right? Forever. Right? All Yisurim. Father, sister. I mean, all of these Yisurim stay forever. Daughter-in-law. Right? Even after Achman al-San a divorce, daughter-in-law, the Yisur still stays. The only one that changes after death is Achos Isha. If a man's wife dies, Rahman al-Aslan, he could then marry the wife. That's the only one that changes. So there's a major machlokas achronim. And the question is, what does this sub-Gemara sound like? Does Achos Isha apply if the wife is already a trefa? If she's a trefa, so is there an isser of Achos Isha? Is trefa considered mace for that matter or not? That's what they try to bring rise from this Gemara, that it sounds like there is an Isser even if she's a trefa. Because that's this woman, even a Havamina, even though we didn't think she would live, but definitely at least a trefa. And the Gemara says, Afkamina for Achos Isha. Okay.
She didn't have children.
Sorry?
She didn't have children.
In a case of Achos Isha,
she didn't have children.
No, even if there are children. This isn't an din of Truma. Like by Truma, we know that, right, that by going back to the father's house for Truma, even if there were children. If there were children, there's not a din of children. Good. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Quoting what we just said. Lo Amar Rabbi Meir Elahol Ubimino Miskayim. Rabbi Meir said his din only by a mass that this exact replica coming out of a animal would live, but this one is not living. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Afanan Amitanina. I also, we learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros, that Rashi on top, Delo Chayei. That Meir's case is a case where this mass is not going to live, and it's still Tamei Aleda. Hamapelas, the Mishnah says there, Hamapelas, Kamin Behema Chayeva Ov, Tivri Meir. What's going on here? We're in Bechoros. Bechoros, these are listing beings that come out of a woman, the following baby boy that comes out after this thing, what is he a Bechor Lagabe? If one of these masses came out before him, there's a Bechor Lanachala, there's a Bechor Pidyon HaBen, there's a Bechor for all different things. So, these examples are Bechor Lanachala and not a Bechor Kohen. Right? That's what these examples are. Meaning, you don't have a pidyon haben, but you get a double portion. So, here, Rabbi Meir says, Mapelas b'kimim behim b'chayva of divrei Meir. If there's a hapala of this item before the baby is born, so that's a b'chor l'nachla, but not a b'chor l'kohen. V'chachavim omer achihebo mitzuras adam. No. If there's no tzuras adam, by the first thing that comes out, the second one is a b'chor l'kohen, say the chachamim. Right? L'shitasam. Here. Meaning it's not, there's no baby born before. And also, the Mishnah continues, v'hamapela sandal oshilya, if a woman is mapela sandal, is the sandal in Shas always means it was a flattened baby. There was a twin that we assume got smushed. Oshilya, or if there's an afterbirth, oshvir marukam, it's an embryonic sac that looks like it was formed, v'ayotzi mechutach, there are pieces coming out. All these cases, haba acharav, b'char l'nachla, v'ena b'char l'kohen. All these, they are b'char l'nachla, they get a double portion, there's all the b'char, but they're not a b'char l'kohen. Fine, that's the Mishnah. But now we bring the proof. And if we want to say that these live, let's say in Rabbi Meir, Rabbi, first part of the Mishnah, if they live, so so how could you be a Bechor L'Nachla afterwards if these live? It must be that these don't live. These don't live. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. So the Gemara says, there's no riot. That's not such a raya. It could be that these things are not going to live. V'shayni hasam to amar kro, racious ono. No, but by Bechor L'Nachla is a special din called racious ono. Right? What does that mean? What do we darshan from there? Misha libo dave alav. Only by a child whose the father's heart reaches a certain level of mourning. Yatza zeshein libo dave alav. If the baby is not formed at all, the father is very upset, obviously, but it's not that he has love for this mass. The mass is not a child. So therefore, that's why, even if the baby would live, that's not a raya. Okay. Good. Ba'amine Ravadas, let's go a little bit more and then we'll mention something. Ba'amine Ravada Bra'ava Me'abaya. Ravada Barava asked from Abaya, Rabbi Meir to Omar Behema Bemea Ima Isha Vlad Ma'alyahu. Another fascinating question. If a Behema Bemea Isha is a Vlad Ma'alya, according to Rabbi Meir, an animal form in a human is a baby, it has the status of the mother, Adam Bemea Behema, mine. What about the other way? What about an animal that's pregnant with a form that looks like a human? Do you say it goes like the mother animal? For what halachas? My lamai nafkamina lishtaruye ba'achila. Tamatrit ba'achila. We know the halacha of ben pakua. If you shecht an animal and you find a baby in it, it's mutter daraisa ti. We discussed this at length in the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. So this animal that looks like a person, is it mutter? Does Rav Meir always hold? You go by the mother? So here too you go by the mother? So that is the question. V'tiv sholei, we'll get back to that. V'tiv sholei mihad Rabbi Yochanan. When he proved it from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hashochet as a behemo, basa badmus yona asura b'achila. Rabbi Yochanan says if you find a flesh that looks like a bird inside an animal, it's asur. So too, flesh that looks like a human should be asur. So where it says, Hachiyasha, wait a minute. Hasam lo parsos ika v'lo parsa ika. Birds don't have hooves. They don't have split hooves. They don't have any hooves. Hachan he the parsos leka parsa miyika. At least people have hooves, not hooves. They have feet, right? So we don't have split feet. I mean, we have toes, but at least in that way, a person is closer to the animal than a bird. Period. Stop there for a couple of minutes. Interesting. The Gemara says that the nafkamina is whether it's an animal or whether it is a person. There's a shiloh we've discussed various times in the past. Besar Adam itself. Is Besar Adam Asr Daraisa, Asr Darabana? What's the halacha of human meat? Rachman al-Islan, it's Baal Tashaksu. But if there was a choice, Rachman al-Islan, between treif meat and human meat, Pashtus, according to many Rishonim, is better to eat the human meat. Rachman al-Islan, in that circumstance. The Ramban and the Rashba and others in Ksubis Daf Samach hold that it's only Asr Darabana. Only Asr Darabana.
We don't have to split hairs.
I'm saying, but we're not in that category. Only animals have that requirement of split hooves and chewing the cud. Right? Fish don't have that, and the birds don't have that. Number one, the Rambam holds this in Isra Asay.
Everything else is listed in the Torah as being right. Kosher
available to you. Humans. No, by peep, by the, there's kosher signs are given for animals,
and
right? And kosher signs are given for fish, and birds are listed. So humans are just, neither is. Nothing's there. But you would need a... You have a pasuk in the Torah that says you can't eat non-kosher animals. Is a person an animal? Right? So it's machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds it as a daraisa. The Rambam holds it as a daraisa. Other rishonim hold it as a drabanan. The Rambam quotes the Rambam. You know, Deya and Simon Ayin Tes, Sif Aleph, the Rambam quotes in Ayin Tes. Ayin Tes in... And Yeradei, I think that the Rama quotes the Rambam, but again, that relates a little bit here to here what we are we're talking about the choice that you have in terms of what you eat. Ah, oh, I left it. I forget. Okay. Don't worry, we have to see it inside. The other tshuva that I wanted to mention, we're talking about the deformed Rachman al-Islan babies. There was a tshuva that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago from the Shvus Yaakov. I didn't have it inside, but now I remember to bring it. Shvus Yaakov has a case. Remember, it's mid-1700s. Shvus Yaakov discusses She'ila. Ra'isi davar chadash b'chanaka. Huva me'eretz loas. Shnei na'arim goyim ta'omim zecharim. Shedvukim zeba zeba katkod b'rashayhem. What a terrible tragedy. There was a two-headed baby born. Two-headed baby born, non-Jewish. Each of them had... They all had their whole body. They had fully their own heads. The left ear of one was next to the right ear of the other. Full heads. The kodkod rasheim devukim yachad. Achala achoreim nira ki'ilu hirak rosh echad. But from the back, it looks like one head. Rachav ma'od. Vishar kol aguf cholak zemizeh. But the rest of the body was separate. And he goes through, he has a shayla. What's the shayla? So he said, I saw it, and I made a bracha. Mishana habrius. Mishana habrius, you make a bracha. Not every bracha, you make a bracha dina emes also. Not happy. I don't mean that you're happy when you make a bracha. But then he says, if Rachman al-Islan, this would happen to a Jew, let me talk about these halachas. Does he have to put tefillin on both heads? Is it a b'chor, Yerusha? What, could he ever get married? Does the father get a mitzvah puravu with his child? He talks all about these issues. Unbelievable. A righty or lefty. Yeah, at the end he says, Rachman al-Islan sefinu mikol bria mishune muguna. We should be saved from all of these. But this is a case where they lived. Again, you look... You could see on the internet there are cases of two-headed beings, Rachman al-Islan, that are teenagers already. But this is a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Dalet. So in Yoredeya, I just got an answer. Yoredeya, the Rama says, Psar Adam Asalach Lemenat Torah. Period, just one line. Simen Ayin Tes, Sif Aleph, he quotes that from the Ran and the Rambam. The chulu, the rush, rather than asmanat Torah. He says the rush that is Mekel and the other Rishonim. Good. Let's finish up. Two dots. The Chachamim had the last line in the Mishnah. They said, if it doesn't look like a person, it's not matame leida. Kol she'ena bo mitzuras Adam, it's not matame leida. Amar Reb Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav. Hakol modim. Everybody agrees. So the Chachamim require a form that looks like a person. The whole thing like a person, or only partly looking like a person? That's the shaila. Hakol modim gufo tayash upanav adam. Everybody agrees that if the body looks like an animal but the face is a person, You go by the face. The face is chashuv. Gufo adam upanav taish v'lo klum. If the face is an animal, nothing. Lo nechlegu ella shepanav adam v'nivra ba'ayin achas kibehema. What happens if panav, the face is like in adam, but nivra ba'ayin achas kibehema. But it has one of its eyes look like an animal. One of its eyes are an animal's eyes, but the face is a person. So, Sherebi Meir Omer Mitzuras Adam. Reb Meir says that's good enough. Mitzuras Adam, any part of a person. Vacham Omer, no, Kotzuras Adam. No, the whole thing has to look like a person. So in this case, it would not be Metame according to the Rabbanan. That is one version, Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. Omer lo Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba quoted this in the name of Rav. So then they said to him, if we had an opposite brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tzuras. Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Kol Tzuras. Meaning, but it means the same thing. It's just different words. Kol Tzuras means any of the Tzura. Vacham Omer Mitzuras, and the Chachamim say, Mitzuras, it has to be, the way Rashi explains it here, at least mixas tsuras nikeres. At least half of it has to be like a person. Meaning it's a totally different version of the machlokas. How can you say it's the machlokas Rabbanan Rabban earlier? This is a different version. So Amalui Tanya Tanya says, really? I heard it this way. I guess if you heard it that way from your Rebbe, so, you know, you can learn it that way. Maybe that's another correct version. Period. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meitzaf agavinim v'hainayim alasasos v'gabos hazakan. All these forehead, eyebrows, eyes, cheeks, chin, they all, actually, kulam ke'echad. They all have to be, like the Rabbanan, they all have to be human-shaped in order to be metamid the woman b'shem leida. Rava Amar Chasa, Rava in the name of Chasa, unusual name. Meitzach v'hagibin v'ha'ayin alasas v'gibos ha'adzakein. Meaning just singular. Achi kulam ke'achas. Right, the singular. So, two versions of what the Rabbanan hold. V'lo pligi ha'kamand amar kol tzuras ha'kamand amar mitzuras. This is the two versions. If you say kol tzuras, you need everything. If it's mitzuras, all you need is half. Fine. Meisvei, Tosefta says, tzuras panim sha'amru afilu parts of echad min amar tzufin chutz min ha'ozen. The Bryce, the Tosefta says that the face is even one part tzuf except for the ear. Chutz min ha'ozen. What does that mean? The ears are excluded. That's not considered part of the face. So lameimra demichad namisagi. So you see, even one is good enough according to the Rabbanan, right? One limb doesn't even sound like you need half of the face. So it's a kasha on Rav in the name of Chasa. So Amar Abaya kitanya hi laakev. No, that laakev tanya ukamand Amar kol tzuras. No, when it says that brisa, that's going according to the one who holds kol tzuras. When it says kol tzuras, not mitzuras, meaning you need the entire face. V'ibayisema or lo'olam k'man d'amar mitzuras umay echad, echad, echad. Right, or maybe it's like the man d'amar mitzuras that you need half, but it means each one. It doesn't just mean any one of the limbs. Okay, either way, what do we just have? Different views within Remeir, within the Rabbanan, of how much of the body has to look human. A little more, and then we'll stop. Amar Rava, nivra ba'ayin achas ubiyarech echad. What happens if a person, the baby comes out, Rachman al-Islan, only one eye? Forget an eye like an animal, only one eye or one thigh. So minatzad, if the eye is in its proper place, you're just missing the other one, but the eye's on the side, imotmeya. Be'emsa imotahora. Period. Omar Rava, last line for tonight, veshto nakuv, if the esophagus has a hole in it, emo temeya, then emo is temeya. Because Rashi says, Savar trefa chaya, it is feasible for this animal to live. Veshto atum, or the not the animal, the being. Veshto atum, emo tahora. If it's closed up, tahora. If it is veshto nakuv, emo temeya. We'll just end with a chashuke chemed. He says, he heard that there was once a, which one I'm going to hit today, there was a Rav Kehila that was giving Shir Matum et Tara, and to be Ma'or is Talmidim. He said, when I was born, my mother did not have Tumas Leida. Didn't have Tumas Leida. And my mother is a Yisraelis, and I was born naturally, without an operation, and without a cesarean section, and still my mother was not Tumas Leida. Take a guess how. Stump the class. Tshuva, and the Rav said that he was born with a veshet atum. His esophagus was totally closed up. What did it say right here? Veshto atum, right? Ein imo tmei aleda. And right after he was born, they took him into a cheder operation. They saved his life. They opened up his esophagus for him. But he was born. And he was not to Me'aleda. So one of the Talmidim said, maybe only Bizman HaGemara we would say the mother is not to Me'aleda, because the person would die right away. But now, with his medicine, and he could have the operation, maybe not. So, Heshev Lo Harav, so the Rav said, he says, no. The Chazon Ish says, we mentioned this Chazon Ish in Mesechus Chulin, treifas don't change. Hilchus treifas, or halacha Moshe Sinai, they don't change. If there's something that's a treifa, even if we know, remember we had this discussion at the beginning of the third parak, if we know that people can live for a long time with this, doesn't matter. If it's on the list of treifas, it's on the list of treifas. So therefore, says the Chazon, based on that Chazon Ish, he assumed that his mother was still not Tamea Leita. Then he says, Achnireh, this Rav Zilberstein now finishing up, he says, it appears to me, though, that if they saw in utero that there was something wrong with the esophagus, and in utero they fixed it, so when the baby was born, it was already open, then the mother would be Tamea Leita. Because the Iker point you would go by, you would go by Shas Leita, you wouldn't go by Shas, the formation inside. Either way, interesting Chashuke Chemed, and we'll stop here.